Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today, we are continuing in our study of the names of God. And today I want to share with you on the powerful and awesome name that is Jehovah Jireh. In Genesis chapter 22, we find the amazing story of Abraham and Isaac. And it's the story where Abraham is asked by God to take his beloved and only son Isaac and offer him up to the Lord. And it is in this place of intense testing of Abraham's faith where God reveals his character in the name of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Starting at verse 1 of chapter 22 in Genesis, we find the story. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. And the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Do not slay your son or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord Will Provide, or Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Now, this amazing story brings to our attention an attribute of the character of God that God so desires for his people to take hold of. God identifies himself to us here as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah was the name God gave himself, which meant the eternal one or the self-existent one or the living God, the one who had always existed. And the word Jireh means who sees or who provides. You could say Jehovah Jireh speaks to us of the eternal one who foresees everything and then provides what he has foreseen. It's interesting that this word provide or provision is a compound of two Latin words that mean to see beforehand. In the dictionary, the word prevision means seeing beforehand, and provision means providing for the need, which God already foresees. God has had prevision about everything in your life. He has seen beforehand every need you will ever have. And then He has already made provision or provided for the need which He has foreseen you will eventually have. God will provide. God will see to it. This word Jireh also means who sees, and sometimes in different translations is provided Jehovah Jireh, the God who will see to it. He'll see it in advance, and then He'll see to it that the need is provided for. It's interesting because here in this story in Genesis chapter 22, we see that with Abraham, the provision that God made was the lamb or the ram in the thicket. And with us, God foresaw our need for a lamb as well. In John chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptist said about Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God foresaw the need of humanity for a Savior to bring us back into relationship with God. And in His foreseeing, He also provided for that need in Jesus Himself. Do you know that Jehovah Jireh has foreseen your every need in life? He foresaw your need for physical healing and provided for it through the stripes of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by whose stripes we were healed. He foresaw that sickness and disease, which are a result of sin, as the scripture tells us, would come into the world on the heels of sin and would wreak havoc in people's lives. And yet He made provision for physical healing through the stripes of Jesus. Do you understand that He foresaw your need for finances while you live on this earth? And He put into place, or He provided, a God economy for it. It's an economy that runs contrary to the economics of the world system. It's an economy where God says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The world says, accumulate and then hold on to and hoard what you have. But the Lord says to us, give it away. Cast your bread on the waters and it will return to you. Give and it shall be given unto you. And then He says, regarding the tithe and offering, He says, try me in this. Bring in the tithe and the offering into my storehouse and see if I don't open the windows of heaven and pour out more blessing than you can contain. God's economy always runs contrary to the world system, but God's way of providing is through His economy. He foresaw the need for finances and put into place a heavenly economy for us on this earth. Do you understand that it's God's heart to provide your temporal needs or your earthly needs? It's totally His heart. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 33, we find Jesus talking to His disciples about temporal, human, earthly needs. He said, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, and what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He has foreseen it. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, all these temporal needs, will be given unto you. That's God's way of doing things. God truly is Jehovah Jireh, the God who has foreseen your need and then provided for your need. I saw a beautiful example of this provision of earthly things in my own son's life just a few years ago. Our son, when he was just getting ready to turn 16 at the end of one school year, he really wanted to have a car, but we could not afford to purchase him a car, and he wasn't quite old enough to be working to earn money for a car, but he felt that God wanted him to spend the summer when he turned 16 years old, when he could both drive and also get a job, to spend that summer going on an around-the-world missions trip instead of staying home and working all summer to raise money to buy a car. He went ahead and spent most of the summer overseas in third world countries working with this particular missions group and seeing amazing things happen. People saved, people healed. It was a fantastic and amazing experience in his life, but he wasn't earning any money while he was doing it. When he returned from that missions trip, God had provided an amazing thing. When he came home, there waiting for him in his driveway was a car. God had made provision for him because he had done according to Matthew 6, and it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." And in his case, he literally needed a car. We lived 30 miles from our church, and he was going to work at the church and had to take care of his school and also was very involved in the youth group. So there was a literal need for transportation for him to be able to go to work and his other activities. So it wasn't just a want, it was truly a need. We live in Southern California where there's highways everywhere, freeways everywhere, and it's not a situation where you could ride your bike the 30 miles. So this need which God foresaw, God provided because he tapped into God's economy of seeking first the kingdom of God. And this car was not provided through his parents. It was provided through a completely independent, unexpected, and amazing source of God speaking to someone else and telling them to give the car to our son, who had never expressed that interest to anyone other than to his parents and the Lord. But I say this to you to simply say that God truly is Jehovah Jireh, the God who foresees and also provides. Will you call upon him today? He wants you to take a hold of the promise that is in his name. Tell the Lord today, "I see in your word that you are truly Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide, and I trust you to provide for the needs that I have right now." That's all the time we have for today. I want to encourage you, if you'd like further study in the names of God, write to us, and for any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll send you our 6-tape series, The Name of the Lord is a Strong Tower. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.